T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is not an official quarterback controversy until we get the opinion of a man who played for the Eagles, a man who has been brilliant in commentary on the Eagles, the legendary G. Cobb from gcobb.com. Hi, G.
Good morning, Angelo. How you doing?
I'll let you know in a minute. G. Cobb, is there a quarterback controversy right now on the Eagles?
I think so, yeah.
There you have it.
Legitimate. Yeah.
There you have it. It is official. Why do you say there is a controversy, G. Cobb?
Well, you know, yesterday looking at the game, you know, it was nice to see a quarterback who knew where he was going with the ball even before he got his hands on it. You know, he knew what they were doing. His passes were accurate. You know, there are a lot of things you like about the way Minshew played, and for them to come out and match, you know, the Jets, every time they scored, you know, they needed to match, and they were able to match and everything. So from that standpoint, I thought, you know, Gardner Minshew, you know, he showed us that he's a very good backup quarterback. You know, he showed us that. Now, is he a starter? Is he a guy you can build a franchise around? Is he a guy that you say, you know what, we can win a Super Bowl with this guy? You know, that's where the Eagles have got – this is a, you know, question. What were their goals at the beginning of this season? Is it more important right now – is it more important for them to do everything they can to win these last 4 games, or is it more important to find out, is Jalen Hurts your guy or not?
That's a fascinating way to look at it. That's why I love listening to G. Cobb. G, I want you to hear a cut from Miles Sanders, all right? Miles Sanders has played a lot with Jalen Hurts. I'm sure he's practiced quite a bit with Gardner Minshew. And he went out of his way to do a testimonial for the backup quarterback, you have to say. Listen to Miles Sanders.
A lot of energy. I love him. I love him. Gardner's a character. He's cracking jokes in the huddle. He loves to compete, and you can see it. And he took this game very seriously. He didn't come in as a backup. He looked at it as if he was the guy. So, and that's why I expect out of him, and he got us the W today.
Do players pick sides, G?
I don't think that they want to, but in a way, they almost have to, in a way. Because there's certain things about, you know, I guess Minshew's personality. You know, and we've seen this before. You know, he is a leader. He's the kind that keeps everybody loose. You know, and guys appreciate that. You know, you have a guy on the team that is cracking a joke before the biggest play in the game, but keeping everybody loose. He has a certain swagger and confidence about him that helps other guys play better. You know, and, you know, clearly Jalen Rager needs some help right now. But anyway, you know, so that type of a quality is something that guys, they love, and guys rally around, and, you know, and clearly Minshew has that in everything.
Well,
but
he is,
you could say the same thing that, you know, that Jalen Hurts has some of that too. You know, he's a different personality, but he has the leadership qualities and different things like that. That's why the big thing with the Eagles is, what were their priorities at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
What is their priority now? I mean, they've got to make some decisions as to what is more important to them, you know, and they do have a chance to make the playoffs. If they could beat Washington, come on, they got a chance to, you know, it's up to them, really. You know, they got their future in their own hands. So making this decision, it's fascinating to me, but You know, and it's kind of problem. You would rather have a problem like this rather than, you know, going, well, you know, our backup quarterback is horrible. We couldn't win with them and everything. Well, you see, well, we could win with Minshew. And who knows, in this one game, in these final games, he might be more prepared to take care of the football, because that's going to be one of the big things. If you're turning the ball over, you can't win.
Oh, hold on. So, gee, you're in the Minshew camp. You would like Minshew start the game against Washington, true or false?
Wait, I don't know about that.
No, there's no I don't know. You have to make a decision. There's two tents. One's got me, Al, and Rhea in it. One's got Jonesy and Rocco from the Dirty 30 and now Shirley. Which tent are you going in?
Mm. That's tough. I mean,
there's no tough. You have to make a decision. You're a commentator.
Yeah, I'm a commentator, but the game is not tomorrow. It's not, you know.
But I'm doing a show today.
I know.
Come on, G. Well, you're welcome.
Come
buddy.
On, G.
Come on over.
Come on, G. You
well,
swing so many votes. I got to know.
The thing is, Angelo, are you going to set anything back? I mean, are enough of the guys on this team on board with this? Are you going to get any problems from anything like that, you know?
I don't think I'm getting problems from Miles Sanders. He seems to love Minshew.
No. You know, and I think these guys, you know, they just want to win. I understand that.
All right, G, I'm going to
– I have some s'mores.
I swear to God, G, I'm going to call you every day until you take a position on this. You may as well get it out of the way now. You want to wake up early every day?
You know what?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, man.
Drum roll.
One tent or the other. Oh, look, I've got crab legs in my tent, G. Crab legs from Chickies and Pete's. Oh, they're delicious.
You gotta go there.
Just crabs is all he has there.
Al just brought a nutcracker.
Ouch.
Is that what they use? No, I mean the crab cracker.
You guys are having a fun time in there.
Hey, the kid's ankle is worse than we thought. You know?
All right, let me get to Rager, because you just clearly there's something you would like to share on Rager, given his latest exploits on the gridiron. Gee, what'd you see yesterday, and what are you going to do with Jalen Rager?
Well, Rager's confidence is shattered. You know, it's in his mind, you know, where he can't do things that where his, you know, just his depth perception. And, you know, when you get, you know, in a deep fear where you're afraid of the whole situation, that's when, you know, you drop the passes like he's dropped and you can hang on to the ball and your decision-making is off and everything. You know, Urban Fryer, who said he was in this situation before, said that they now probably need to ship this kid out of there. And, you know, I agree with him. You know, I would shut the kid down for a little while and see if his mind gets right, because he's a problem. He's going to turn the ball over. Because he's lost his confidence. He needs to either go see the Oz or go get some therapy.
Yeah, it is. And there's nothing. When somebody's in his own head like that, there's no way to get him out of it, right? You just got to try to reset, hit the reset button.
Yeah, he needs to go get some help, because he's going to cost them games. You know, and then they're trying to get the ball to him. They're running plays for him and everything. I don't think that's what he needs. He needs to go get some kind of psychological help, because he's got a major problem there.
Gee, last thing. Do you have any sense for what the defensive plan was like in the first half against the Jets? Because it was awful. Talk to me about that.
Why did they have to start playing real scared? Even if you play deep, you know, zone, you know, you can play aggressive zone. And something Gannon told them, or his old mentality, he's got to scrap that. You cannot play at the NFL level playing like that. You know, the only time you play like that is when you got a 30-point lead with 5 minutes to go, you know. But I don't like you playing like that then, because it ends up giving guys bad habits, and you do things that you don't want to do on the NFL level. But you got to always play aggressive. You can't be playing, you know, like you're scared. And it seemed like they were giving the Jets too much respect early in that game, that they weren't clamping down on receivers, attacking the ball, you know, tackling with some aggressiveness out in the open field. The tackling was horrible.
I just got to know, Jay.
That was some of the worst tackling I've seen them. You know, it was like back at the beginning of the season. That was horrible.
You were saying scared, right? You used to do a famous riff where you would end with boo. Do you think Jonathan Gannon, you're getting ready to get the, hey, Jonathan Gannon, you're getting all paranoid. Your hands are on the wheel, right? Hey, Jonathan. Are we getting close to that, Jay?
I think we're going to that. I know that we're there with Jalen Reagor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're there with Jalen Reagor with his, hey, Jalen, boo.
Gee, you're the best, man. Gee, you're the best. You redeem yourself with the boo. Love you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.